Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Well, social media is something, and of course they've been promoting this on WGN Radio, that I'll be talking about the Animal Welfare League. So I'm already getting text. You can join us. You can call or text 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 in the studio. Former Animal Welfare employee, Crystal Brocardo. Did I say that right, Crystal?
Brocardo.
That's what I said. Crystal Brocardo. Did I say it right that time?
Yes.
Okay, we should have done this in rehearsal. And also, from now, Evanston Humane, Cameron Bratt is in the studio as well. So first off, thank you guys for getting up so early to join us. You'll need to, again, talk close to the microphones. Why are we here? I'll start with you, Crystal. Why are we here talking about the Animal Welfare League, an organization that's been around, I don't know the exact number of years, but I'm guessing 50 years.
We're 83.
Yes.
So our hope is that we want to see some change at Animal Welfare League. We want to see them reform and get better and make changes for the animals that are going to uplift and just make, when the animals are in the shelter, just give them a better experience and a better chance at getting adopted and moving into rescue life.
Well, it's more than that, I think, Crystal. I mean, there are concerns about the way these animals are actually treated in the facility, which might have been somehow, some way, acceptable in, what year did you say they began? 1980?
They've been around for 80-something years.
80 years, okay. So it certainly was acceptable 80 years ago,
right.
But today, absolutely not.
Not at all. So there are, like, different things that we could mention with the way that euthanasia is chosen, with how the medical treatment is handled at the shelter, and different things that really need to be updated to make sure that these animals are receiving the best possible care and not just mediocre care.
There's some concerns also about the medications that they're given on intake, medications they're given in general, the way dogs are temperament tested,
yes.
And the way animals do come in from other facilities, and there's more and more. And some of these things have been dealt with, which I'll get to. Crystal, what did you do at Animal Welfare League?
When I was at Animal Welfare, I was the adoption supervisor, rescue coordinator, and off-site coordinator. So I worked with rescues, and then off-site coordinator meeting, I worked with all the PetSmarts in the area, set up local events to help animals find homes. And as the adoption supervisor, I worked at the desk to work with people who are coming in on a day-to-day basis to adopt.
And now is the canine foster director at Evanston Humane. Cameron, what did you do at Animal Welfare League?
I was a volunteer there for a little over 2 years. I just walked the dogs. I also worked with a small group of volunteers on the Facebook page, Hello Pity Windy City Adoptables. So we tried to network the bully breeds at Animal Welfare League and get them adopted and rescued.
And one of the issues there is that there has been, in recent years, a reluctance. So the great news, and one of the reasons, there are many, why Animal Care and Control in Chicago and other open intake facilities like Animal Welfare League that accepts everything. That's great. We need that in Chicago,
yes.
And we'll talk more about that. Having said that, the secret sauce to success is relying on these rescues to get dogs out as soon as possible, and when possible, cats out as soon as possible, which makes room for others to come in. And being in rescue, they typically go to foster homes. And in those foster homes, life's a bit different than any shelter. It's not as stressful.
Right. I think it's not only relying on rescues, but, you know, expanding your foster program with volunteers and employees and, I don't know, village residents.
Sure.
Around the shelter, working with Lost Dogs Illinois or other organizations.
A great organization.
Yeah,
I don't know the number of dogs that have been reunited because of this organization.
Yeah, it's fantastic to have. So, I mean, you've got...
But the concern is they're not working with all these groups.
They're not. Sorry.
That's okay.
From what we know, it's they may or may not be, but not enough. There's, you know, there's a large number of animals that are coming into the shelter on a daily basis, and in order to alleviate some of that intake, they need to utilize these organizations and these this help on a greater basis.
So those of us who have been involved in animal welfare in the Chicago area in general have known for a while that there are concerns about Animal Welfare League.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not there regularly. Now, at the Chicago location, there's two locations. There's one on South Wabash in Chicago. There's no shelter anywhere near this facility. They are needed in that location. And I was there, it's 7 years ago now, because I know how old our dog is, and I'm walking up and down the aisles back and forth with a former volunteer. Maybe she still volunteers there, I'm not sure. I was there for a purpose. And I don't know if they ever read what I wrote out, but that's beside the point. But the great part of the story is that I see this dog shaking in the corner, little white terrier chihuahua mix. And I thought, and we had a dog that had recently passed away, but I wasn't thinking yet about getting another dog. But there was something about this dog that sort of spoke to me, and my wife spoke to me in my head because I knew she always wanted what she called a little white Toto dog, and she kind of looked like that. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this dog must have been here for weeks or months, you know? And I asked the shelter director, Diane, who was incredible, and I asked her, I said, can I take out this dog? And Diane said, yes. And I sit down, my butt hasn't even hit the seat yet, and this dog is in my lap. And at this point, I'm texting my wife, I think we're coming home with a dog. And we did. And on my way out of the shelter, I asked Diane, I said, how long has this dog been here? She looked at her watch, and she said, I think it's almost an hour now. So this dog was a very good salesperson or a sales dog, and she's been absolutely wonderful. So I have an emotional connection to Animal Welfare League. And when I first began to hear the stories, I thought, well, these must be exaggerated. And I said so in a blog.
Yes.
Then you two, or and people working with you two, began to instantly send me documentation. Images, pictures, and I suppose pictures can be doctored, but they came from all different places. And then simultaneously, people that I know, and therefore have credibility with me, including other shelter directors, plural, including veterinarians that have worked there in the past, began to say, yeah, Steve, all these people are right. And that's the concerning thing in a way, but in a sense, social media has been used for good, I think, except that there are individuals who have gone too far. And Linda Estrada, who's been the executive director, I invited her on the show to have her perspective. And she was unable to make it for a reason, incidentally, friends, that makes perfect sense to me. And instead wrote me a note, a letter, that she wanted all of you to hear. I will read it to all of you in just a few moments. When all of this began, Crystal, sort of to blow up, I mean, how did that happen? I mean, how did this, and now there's sort of an organized, disorganized group that's come together as a result of this.
It all kind of began.
Why now?
There was I know one dog in particular that had left the shelter that had a neuter surgery and a hernia surgery where stitches had been left in for multiple days, over 40 days, and that particular young lady started a page that started out as the fight against AWL, which has now been changed to the reform for AWL. And after that, everybody began jumping on board. Now, this is something that a lot of people have spent a lot of years, a lot of time, and a lot of effort putting into. And I feel like now, cohesively, everybody's coming together as a team.
It's kind of enough is enough.
Yeah, enough's enough. Everybody's coming together as a team to make sure that this change and this reform happens to animal welfare. We've had enough of the complacency, and we want to see things get better, and we no longer want to sit behind the scenes and wait for it to happen. We want to make the change happen.
And it needs to get better, because and I want you to talk about this, Cameron, they are an open intake facility. What does that mean?
There's no doubt that they, being an open intake facility, I mean, there's just...
They see the worst of the worst.
So many animals. They see the worst of the worst.
Yep.
They take in every animal that comes through the door, and there's something to be said for that. And it's difficult, I'm sure, on a daily basis, and Crystal knows better than anyone, to deal with that. But, you know, the mission statement for Animal Welfare League is that they're going to do their very best for every animal that enters to medically and to find them a new home and provide the best care while they're within the shelter. So, you know, I think they need to be held to that.
All right, 312-981-7200. I don't mean to ignore the text. I will get to some of those. You can call. You can text. And we'll hear from the executive director in this note she wrote next on WGN. This is WGN Radio, Steve Dales, Pet World. And we are talking about the Animal Welfare League and how things there need to change. And their executive director, who's also the president, I think, of their board of directors, and in the studio, by the way, former employee over there, Crystal Ricardo.
Yes.
I got it. All right. And current canine foster director at Evanston Humane, Cameron Barat, who is a former volunteer at Animal Welfare League, all part of a panel, which I'll get to in a second. So Linda Estrada, the executive director, who's also president of the board, she wrote me a note because she couldn't be here this morning and couldn't be here for reasons that make sense, incidentally. So here's what, and she wants me to read it to both of you, but everyone. First, I would like to start off by saying thank you to all those that continue to support Animal Welfare League and its mission. We recently had another inspection from the Department of Agriculture, and once again, we passed their inspection. Prior to the quarantine that was put into place by our veterinary staff for our recent outbreak of canine influenza at our shelter, that's the dog flu, Animal Welfare League was scheduled to undergo some encouraging changes within our inner working systems, policy and protocol upgrades, and expansion of programs that we already have in place. We are currently utilizing and proactively putting some very proficient recommendations from an amazing team of shelter veterinarians into place. Dr. Sandra Newberry, who's at the University of Wisconsin, is a professional who is, and she is, highly skilled in shelter medicine, animal welfare, and infectious disease of companion animals. She holds a special interest in deep knowledge of canine influenza and outbreak response. This is why we asked her and her team to help us with our recent outbreak of the canine flu at our Chicago Ridge location. Dr. Newberry and her team are assisting the Animal Welfare League in reviewing, revamping, and enhancing our shelter's protocols, kennel cleaning and disinfectant process, her experiences with community programs for owned animals, shelter animals, and shelter population medicine have been invaluable to us during this time. Our veterinary staff has been working closely and tirelessly with Dr. Newberry and her team. Together, we will enrich the lives of animals that find their way into our shelter. Cage modifications are happening as we speak to decrease the stress of animals that animals will face in our shelter. And that is just one of the many great improvements that are underway at Animal Welfare League. Thank you, Steve, for giving us this opportunity. And it is from the Animal Welfare League and Linda Estrada. So there were two meetings in Chicago Ridge, which is the primary location of Animal Welfare League. And lots of people came together. Lots of people spoke publicly. And then one trustee did what, Crystal?
Mr. Ed Kowalski decided to put together a panel that could work together to come up with a plan that we could present to the board and to Linda about the changes and things that we really believe need to be changed at Animal Welfare.
And I credit the trustees, particularly Trustee Kowalski. He's been magnificent. Cameron, we have just 2 minutes here or so. So what was discussed?
Well, I mean,
and I mean discussed, I'm sorry, with the board of directors that you met with.
So, you know, we talked about big picture things like working, you know, with rescues, expanding the foster program, working with Lost Dogs Illinois. But, you know, ultimately it comes down to systems, standard operating procedures, protocols that need to be put into place. I mean, they're just every business, no matter what you're doing, needs those kind of that kind of structure in order to be successful. And I think what Ed found when he toured Animal Welfare League is that they were lacking in those areas a little bit. So, you know, we wanted to help and present some ideas about some standard operating procedures and some structure within, some internal structure that would help them then, you know, put some of the bigger picture things into place, like the foster programs and working with rescues, because, you know, we have to get organized internally before we can expand externally.
And appropriately temperament testing dogs, appropriately rather than
absolutely
the weird, archaic, I'm not sure quite what the way is, that they currently reportedly use.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, and again, I haven't been in the shelter for a while, but, you know, we know that evaluating dogs is an ever-evolving thing, and it's changing, and the way that it was being done in Animal Welfare League was not appropriate for...
I had never heard of that protocol, believe me, and that's something I do know about. So are you guys hopeful? What would be the next step? And are you optimistic that clearly someone's paying attention? I wouldn't have gotten this letter. You know. So, Crystal, what do you think?
I'm hopeful that we'll be able to have another meeting between the panel, the board, and Linda, and be able to continue our conversation with them to continue to help within the shelter to make the changes that need to be made. And we hope that they continue to listen to our ideas and the thoughts that we have and the improvements that they can make.
And?
I agree. The conversation was positive. It was exciting to be there. Everyone was seemingly on board with the ideas and things that were being put on the table. So we hope to continue.
And the question is, will they really happen? And I guess time will tell to determine.
Absolutely. Let's just hope that they understand that, like, these changes are things that really do need to be made, and that the people who are all working together to make sure these changes happen, we are going to continue to stay there and make sure that the changes do happen.
And I'll continue talking about this topic, too. You guys got up so early in the morning, so thank you very much, Cameron and Crystal. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Pets aren't like family. They are family. That's why the doctors and staff at MedVet Chicago are always there when you need them the most. They're located at the corner of Belmont Western and Clybourne. MedVet provides emergency, specialty, and critical care 24/7. MedVet is a certified VECCS Level 1 Trauma Center and American Animal Hospital Association accredited referral hospital. That means the most comprehensive and compassionate pet care available. Learn more at medvetforpets.com. Or call MedVet Chicago at 773-281-7110. This conversation is going to continue regardless, and I hope Animal Welfare League is a part of that conversation, because it's going to continue either way, and you might as well be a part of it. Again, thank you guys for coming in so early this morning.